It's the third Sunday of Easter, and today we get to hear the story in the Gospel of John of Jesus' third appearance to his apostles after the resurrection. To begin, let's quickly review the Sunday apparitions of Jesus to the apostles. On Easter Sunday, the first time, Jesus appeared in the upper room where they were locked away and frightened. At his appearance, they were joyful in seeing him. And then immediately, Jesus gave them the gift of the Holy Spirit and entrusted to them the mission of mercy. Thomas wasn't with them, and so he stubbornly refused to believe when they told him they had seen the Lord. And then a week later, the disciples were again in the house. Thomas was with them that time when Jesus appeared, and Jesus invited Thomas to put aside all doubts. And Thomas's response was one of the greatest acclamations in the Gospels of the divinity of Jesus when he answered with these words, "My Lord and my God." Here we are on the third Sunday of Easter with this third story in John. This time, the apostles were outside, not in the upper room, and apparently not quite sure just what to do with themselves. So Simon Peter announced he was going fishing. I guess he was planning to go back to his old job. And the rest came along with him. We know how it went. The trip was unsuccessful. They caught nothing. And then at dawn, the mysterious stranger on the shore asked them if they caught anything. And when they answered in the negative, he told them to cast their nets on the right side of the boat, and they hauled in that miraculous catch of fish. From the first call of St. Peter and that first miraculous catch of fish to this resurrection appearance of Jesus and this second miraculous catch of fish, St. Peter's boat has served as a powerful symbol for the church. St. Peter is the captain. The boat is the church, across space and time in its apostolic work of catching souls for Christ. Sometimes our work in the church can seem like a long nighttime task that bears little or no fruit. We can wonder sometimes if our efforts are worth it. Where's God in all of this? Perhaps this day and age seems like a time of darkness for St. Peter's boat. Jesus told them this, "If they have hated me, they will also hate you." So it is. According to opendoors.org, 5 years ago, only North Korea was in the extreme category for its level of persecution of Christians. In the 2019 World Watch list, 11 countries score enough to fit that extreme category, and a further 29 countries are in a very high category. A number of news articles recently have reported that violence against Christians in some countries is reaching genocidal levels. John Allen's very good book called The Global War on Christians details the extent to which Christians have become the number one target for extermination in various countries around the globe. And in the increasingly secularized West, legal attacks against religious liberty and social pressure against the free expression of religion continues to increase. If that isn't bad enough news from the outside, news from the inside of the church was difficult this past year with revelations of historical abuse and corruption among the hierarchy. This is coupled with an ongoing decline in the practice of the faith in the Western world. It seems like the great apostasy predicted in Scripture continues with an increasing falling away from the faith in the Western world. For those in our country who claim the Catholic faith, only about 25% consistently practice their faith through this one measure of regular attendance at Mass. In Europe, the news is far more dismal, with participation down in the single digits. It seems that the Holy Week fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is symbolic in many ways of what's happening in the church in the West. The relentless barrage of bad news, if you follow news, might tempt us to give up. But we need to hear from today's gospel story what happened at the dawn. At dawn, Jesus called out to his disciples and instructed them for a miraculous catch. At dawn, Jesus prepared a charcoal fire and asked the questions that healed St. Peter's soul at the end of his long night. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. The night is drawing to an end. The dawn approaches, and these are the signs of the times. We have long known that the blood of the martyrs is the seedbed of faith. There are more martyrs now in the church today than there were in all previous centuries combined. And Scripture teaches us that God deals with his household first, the household of the church, before dealing with the rest of the world. And so it seems that in this day and age we are living the Good Friday of the church that comes before the dawn of a new Easter Sunday, when the Lord Jesus will decisively defeat evil in the world. So what are we supposed to do? When it seems that the enemies of the church, both from without and from within, are winning, we need to have the eyes of faith that come through Easter. Because what appeared as the decisive defeat of Jesus on the cross was turned into the greatest victory by God's power. In the book of Revelation, St. John had a vision of the saints and angels surrounding the throne and singing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and praise." After that terrible fire at Notre Dame Cathedral, there was an iconic picture circulating through social media of the interior of the church. In the midst of the rubble, the cross on the high altar was gleaming in the light. So it is that we need to see the current crucifixion of the church, those first rays of dawn. Get ready, church. The same Jesus who at dawn called out to St. Peter to cast his nets on the right side is also the same Jesus who will call out to us and lead us in a new miraculous catch. The same Jesus who healed St. Peter's soul at that charcoal fire is also the same Jesus who meets us with tender mercy and asking us if we love him, calling us to reach out and feed his sheep. The same Jesus who told St. Peter to follow him tells us to do the same thing today. This call led St. Peter to a lifetime of humble and loving service. And the cross and the new dawn of eternal life.